USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The May jobs report showed employers are still struggling to find workers as the economy quickly reopens. After a slow gain in April, the economy added 559,000 jobs last month.
We were expecting something closer to 650,000 or 700,000 jobs.
Economist Gus Boucher says there's still a solid gain and expects that hiring will pick up. President Biden says the growth is proof his economic recovery plan is working.
America is finally on the move again.
But some experts are noting there's still a disconnect between employers who need workers immediately and the unemployed who might be looking for better jobs with better pay. They also might lack childcare or be waiting for the virus to completely go away. The number of people looking for work fell in May after 3 months of gains. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former President Trump is reacting to the 2-year suspension on his Facebook account after the company's oversight board found he incited violence leading up to the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Trump wrote in a statement that Facebook's decision was an insult to the people who voted for him in the 2020 election. He said they shouldn't be allowed to get away with censoring and silencing. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a statement after the committee questioned former Trump White House counsel Don McGahn. The committee is still continuing to investigate Russian interference in the 2016 election. He said Mr. Gahn was clearly distressed by President Trump's refusal to follow his legal advice again and again. He said McGahn shed new light on several troubling events. He was questioned behind closed doors, but a transcript of the interview should be released by next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Coach K looks back on his career as he gets ready to retire. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Duke University men's basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski is stepping down at the end of next season after 41 years. He tells NBC's Today Show he got into coaching because he wanted to have a positive impact on young men.
When I was 16, my coach had that impact on me and one of my teachers in high school, and I wanted to be a coach since I was 16 years old, and that was the reason. Now, the wins come as a result of having great relationships.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The White House says private sectors need to beef up their cybersecurity. USA's Lance Pry reports.
JBS employees started returning to work this week after the company's beef operation stopped following a ransomware attack by suspected Russian hackers. The infiltration shut down meat production in North America and Australia. The White House is telling American companies to step up their cybersecurity.
It is a reminder about the importance to private sector entities of hardening their cybersecurity and ensuring they take the necessary steps to prepare for this threat, which we've seen rising even over the last few weeks.
Jen Psaki from the White House Lectern. From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.